I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, here we are. So it is Wednesday, so that means we are in the maintenance group, maintenance and mindfulness group, weighing in on all things maintenance. As always, you have me, Odette, and you have Kim, who is our weight loss group manager. Hello, Kim.
Hello, Odette.
And today we have Julie. So Julie is a member in maintenance joining us from Whitby. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
So really excited to have you here today, Julie. I know we've talked a few times, so I was really excited to get you on. And so I'm just going to give a bit of an intro to you. Nobody needs an intro to Kim and I. We've been here for a long time. So Julie, you are, as I said, a member in maintenance with us. So you have lost 54 pounds. Your first group was in the spring of 2022.
That's right.
And you went on to do five groups with us. And here you are sitting in maintenance. I don't know if you remember, but you had the first time we talked, you said something and I wrote it down. It resonated with me. You said, you're not hysterical about being thin. You just wanted to be healthy. And that now that you feel calm and you know that when you make choices, it's not because you don't want things because they make you fat. You don't want things because of the way they make you feel. And I thought, what an amazing thing. You know, you were a self-proclaimed veteran dieter, and now you're at this place where you feel calm. You feel like you are the one in charge. You're making the choices that you want to make because of how you want to feel, not because of, you know, what the food's going to do to you otherwise. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, it's a great thrill to be here, I have to say. Having watched you late every week, and you know, I take so much away from the lives. I find them very inspiring. Especially there's some of our members have had to struggle so much, and they've had so many challenges and stresses in their life. And you know, by contrast, I feel like I've had a really blessed life in many ways. I mean, diet wise, yes, I've been through Weight Watchers and Nutrisystem and the whole nine yards. And my mother was a slimmer, as she used to put it, you know. And we have the British love of chocolate, right? So that's an issue.
I don't know if that's just a British thing. I think we all have a little bit of love for chocolate.
Well, it was a big thing in my family, but you know, you know, having been through, you know, a lot of dieting, I can't say that I've had some of the stresses in my life that some of our members have had, but I find them very inspiring because I feel like, good Lord, if they can do it, for heaven's sakes, we can all do it. You know, that's the thing. So, yeah.
I'm so happy you brought that up about stress, you know, stresses and stressors in your life. Because I mean, I know you're a very active member in the group. You're in there, you're posting, you're reading. And I don't know if you've picked up on that vibe. And, you know, I know Kim is in that group once in a while too, and picking up the vibe that our members are feeling a little bit more stressed out right now. And, you know, I've been seeing that comment come up a few times, that members are feeling a bit more stressed out. They're feeling emotions coming up. They're dealing with difficult situations, and they're really noticing how they are reverting back to some old habits or habits that aren't serving them very well. So did you go through anything like that, or have you gone through anything like that?
Yes. Not in this last little while so much, but I mean, there, you know, when I was trying to decide if I was going to retire, that sounds kind of crazy, but it was a little stressful for me to sort of think, am I going to retire? Am I not going to retire? You know, this kind of thing. I had a lot of stress, with, two fathers, my dad and my father-in-law, both were very ill and passed in the same year. That was 2 years ago. And, that was very stressful. The emotions were coming out like crazy at that point. And, you know, when you went to visit my dad, my own dad in the hospital, you weren't even allowed to take water into the room. You could take no food, no water. So I could take snacks in my purse and then go down to the cafeteria and have them there, but I couldn't do anything in the room. I found that difficult, very difficult. I kind of learned to work around it because I didn't want to blow what I had done so far, you know? And I really wanted to stay as healthy as I could during that whole process. Partly I wanted to make sure that I could support the rest of my family too, and not just be falling apart. Right. So it was important, you know? So I can see that. And right now, I mean, the world is in such a strange position right now. There's a lot of like stress environment, you know, wars all over the place, you know, even local news is sometimes very depressing. So I think sometimes you have to kind of find a way of dealing with all that outside stuff and all the stuff that comes through sometimes that's negative on social media, because there is a lot of negativity. We have a really safe space, thank heavens, okay? But there's a lot of other places so safe. So people have to find a way to get around that and sort of deal with it. And there's lots of ways to do it. I don't watch the news after supper at all. I can't deal with bad news at night, you know? So that's one of my things. I just don't watch I don't watch the news at all at night. So
I think what you just said there is so important. I mean, first let's go back to when you said you're retiring, like, you know, you think this is like this amazing time in your life, you're retiring, but it is a massive change, right? It does bring by change. So sometimes we can think of these positive situations like my birthday's coming, or I get to retire, or, you know, I'm sending my kids off to university. These are all amazing things, but these are big changes that, you know, can bring upon stress. And, you know, what you said about, you know, figuring out ways to be able to cope with that. I just had a comment this week from a member, actually, from CM Lees, she goes by, and she said that she's discovered some patterns of behavior sneaking back in when feeling lonely or sad or stressed, especially in the early evening. And just like you said, you know, finding those coping mechanisms, you're not watching the news in the evening. But she said, I will be proactive in using the tools that I have to focus on the good, being active as an example, and work on self-care in the early evening. So I think it's, you know, just realizing that trigger is there, you know, like what is triggering? I think that's one of the biggest things, going through the program and learning these tools that we have. I think one of the biggest ones is being able to recognize where you're at, you know, not just blindly thinking, I'm so stressed out and this is how I'm coping with it, without even thinking, you know, it's not maybe the best way for you to cope with it.
Yeah. And even just to say to yourself, you know, when you get the munchies, which, you know, let's face it, sometimes you get the munchies in the evening, and like, it, you know, I've tried really, really hard in all of the programs to be really, really careful about nothing after dinner except liquids, you know? And sometimes I'll say to myself, so why are you feeling the munchies? Why do you have to have something now? And a lot of times it's just because I'm bored or just, I don't know, just whatever, right? So then sometimes, well, I have discovered too, another fun thing is if I feel like I really want to have something, one thing I have done is have a kind of a fun drink. Like I'll take, you know, a little bit of almond essence and put it in some hot milk. I know that doesn't maybe appeal to everybody, but I really like it. And, you know, it just tastes really nice, you know, and I feel like, ooh, it's nice and soothing and I like hot milk. And, you know, I feel like I'm getting a bit of a treat, but it's not going to hurt in any way. And it's protein too, which I figure is a good thing. But I try really hard on that evening thing, because that was one of my biggest things pre-Livy. Was, let's not even talk about COVID. I was doing a lot of snacking during COVID and I was baking. So I still bake, but now I give it all away, which is great. I belong to several organizations where I can take baking. So that's what I do mm-hmm. with my banking now, which is really good. But yeah, I mean, you just have to, that's one way to sort of cope is if you can just come up with a trick to make yourself feel better about what you're doing, even if it's just to have a treat drink instead of having something to eat, that's still a little bit of a win, I think, mm-hmm. you know?
So. But I think too, like not everybody goes through the stressful periods or times of maybe more extreme or more substantial stress when they're going through mm-hmm. their weight loss journey, depending on how long that journey is. So you might not have been able to have the opportunity to stretch that muscle when you're going through the mm-hmm. weight loss program. You might mm-hmm. first encounter it in maintenance and then you're like, oh, what do I do now? Like I wasn't snacking at night. I kind of kick that habit, no problem in the weight loss group. Why is it coming back now that I'm in maintenance? And, you know, it's to what you said, like kind of changing what you're doing at the time and kind of bringing awareness to it. Do I have the skills? What do I need to do? What did I, you know, kind of learn that I can bring into this to kind of cope and manage this new stress that has come on now? You still have all those tools that you learned while you were losing weight that you can dip back in. It might be a fresh new tool that you haven't had to use before until now.
Well, you know, the biggest tool that I learned, which I really never did much before at all, was meditation, because I learned mm-hmm. that from a Livy member who suggested, I happen to have an Apple iPhone, and they said, if you go to this one called Soothing Pod, it's free for Apple iPhone people, right? So I thought, oh, well, I'll try it. You know, I absolutely love it. I didn't really meditate much before. I did do yoga for a while. And I'm doing yoga again now, which is, you know, the Shavasana part is meditation. But I found mm-hmm. that just trying to meditate every day really makes a difference to how I feel. If I don't do it, I can really feel the difference. So, mm-hmm. and if I'm having, especially, I don't know, if I have a stressful moment or something, I always go straight to my meditation app and try and do that, you know, because it makes me feel so much better. It's just deep breathing.
Right. I love that you said that about deep breathing. You know, that can be such a powerful thing. And Gina's talked about that before too. So, you know, you think like, I just can't get to meditation right now, or I can't get to these big, you know, stress coping tools that I have, but what can I do in the moment? Right. Yeah. And maybe it is just that, you know, that deep breathing in and out, or maybe it's just taking a moment instead of being like super reactive, just taking, you know, taking a second to take that deep breath, to take a minute.
Well,
and go ahead.
Or even that one, you know, that little stretch one that they showed us, that little tiny, it's a very short little, it's got about 5 or 6 stretches in it. Right. And it's just to kind of, it said like at the end of the day or in the middle of the day, if you do a bit of a stretch. And there's 5 stretches, and I found like it takes literally about not even 10 minutes, maybe 7 minutes. And again, what a difference it makes if you do that, you know, it's one of
my stretches.
Videos.
I'm writing that down. I'm going to find that so we can share that with everybody.
It's just a really short little stretch one, you know, it's I'm trying to think of what the name of the lady is that does it. It's one of Gina's, you know, exercise videos, but it's a really short stretching one. And I love it. I do that one actually quite a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be in the exercise guide in the group, but I'm going to find it tomorrow and I'm going to link it. I want to go back to something that Kim said, but also I know, Julie, you and I talked about this on the side, that everything is a learning opportunity now, you know, and going through these stressful situations. And actually we had another comment from a member, Yvette, and she was talking about that this is one of the first times she's ever really had to struggle. So what she said was, truth be told, The struggle is the first time I really struggled on my journey. And looking back, I think I needed it in order to face some truths about my coping strategies and how I deal with stress. And I thought, you know, she'd said that she'd been maintaining for a little while and smooth sailing. And then all of a sudden, you know, this specific time came up, this specific situation came up, and she was able to use it as a reflection point, as a learning opportunity. And I think that's really what maintenance is all about, right? Like learning, you know, working through these times, working through these situations, that's only going to help us figure out what maintenance is going to look like and feel like for us as individuals moving forward.
Yeah, I really believe in lifelong learning. It's something that I've tried to do all my life. I always say it's a good day if you learn something new, you know, and that's true. Mm-hmm. But also I think that, this is certainly a journey. And I think one of the things that I've learned through the weight loss program, but also even more through maintenance, I think, is I've been a people pleaser all my life and someone that tends to put a lot of other people first, which, you know, women are trained to do that, right? Let's face it, we are. But I also really like helping people. It's just, I'm sort of a professional volunteer, but there you go. And the thing is, I find it sometimes hard to put self-care before millions of other little things that need to be done. And one thing I've really learned, especially in maintenance, I've really tried very hard to slow it down just a little bit and make sure that I make time for certain self-care routines. I'm really, really careful now about my supplements. I mean, I was when I was on the weight loss journey, but somehow more now I'm really, really being careful about that sort of thing and making sure that I'm getting the right sleep, water, all that kind of stuff, you know, and I'm moving way more than I ever did when I was working, which is really great. So, you know, but you have to learn that it's not something that comes intuitively. I think it's really hard for mothers. I am not personally a mother. I'm a godmother. I have lots of godchildren, but no children. And I think that when you're a mother, it's really hard because, of course, you know, you always put your children first, right? And it's so difficult to take time to do something for yourself. And I think moms need to kind of realize that if they don't fill their own cup, then they're not going to be much use to anybody else, you know? But it's hard to get that concept across, right? So even for me, it was difficult to try to make that time. And
I think now even in maintenance, you know, whether you're a human mom or a fur mom or, you know, just a caregiver of others in general, I think it's really, we talked about this, and, you know, moving into maintenance, you feel like you've put so much time into taking care of yourself already, you know, losing the weight that, you know, you almost feel selfish by maintaining it. Like I've put enough time into myself, you know, But it is a lifelong thing. It is, you know, having that realization that you do need to fill your own cup so that you can pour to others. Yeah, I do. I think that's a very valid point.
Yeah.
And I know you're a fur mom. I've seen those two dogs.
Yes, we've kept them pacified with some chewies right now, so they don't bark during this thing. But
wouldn't be the first time. We've had some pretty ambitious barking going on in the background around here.
You have to walk them. That's the thing about dogs, and I've been really grateful for that. Actually, is that I've done so much more walking since we got the dogs. But of course, you can't be a fair weather walker. You got to do it in all weathers because they need it, right? So. So they have actually, I would say, helped in a lot of ways, you know, which is good.
Yeah. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so before we move on, I know I really wanted to want to talk about stress and, you know, really help our members, help them feel good about being at this place where they're realizing that they have an awareness about their stress. You know, they're not just ignoring it or trying to push it away. I think that's such a beautiful and amazing place to be, you know, having this self-awareness. But let's give them some real takeaway tips here. So, you know, coping mechanisms. Kim, what would you say are some of your best coping mechanisms?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not sure that I'm necessarily an expert on coping with stress. I do still struggle with falling back on old habits. When I do get stressed, I think you fall back to what is easiest and what is natural. And what I have found helpful is the Dr. Beverly's capture, cancel, and correct. When it comes to stress, not necessarily with negative thoughts, but when it comes to stress that's coming up in those feelings, because what comes up for me is like, I'm overwhelmed. How do I stuff that down? And so that I can just function. I need to get all that noise out of the way so I can function. And my go-to has always been stuff it down. And, you know, some people that have weight problems and struggle with that, a lot of the times what we do is we stuff it down with food instead of mm-hmm. stuffing it down with our thoughts. But I'm recognizing that feeling that stress, figuring out where the stress is coming from and really kind of pinpointing, like, why am I feeling overwhelmed by this? What can I do to sort of not even cancel it, but kind of calm it mm-hmm. before mm-hmm. I can actually correct and make a difference. So I think that's been a big one for me. I've gotten a lot of great tips from Dr. Beverly's talks, Dr. Dina Kara Schaefer's too, but I think definitely just stopping yourself when you're feeling it, that I use that deep breath that Gina always talks about mm-hmm. as my, like, okay, we're breaking the circuit with this deep breath. Yeah. What do I yes. need to do first to move forward? So I don't know, that's yeah. kind of a long-winded tip, but I would say yes, just pause is probably my biggest tip that I've been implementing lately that's been helping me with dealing with stress.
Yeah, I would say so too. And, you know, the deep breathing, I already mentioned that, but the deep breathing, not only just to help clear your mind, but there's actual a physical response with the deep breath. You know, we've talked about the vagus nerve here in the group before. I don't know if mm-hmm. that sounds familiar to you guys, but the vagus nerve is actually part of your parasympathetic system. So by stimulating it, it kind of pulls you out of that fight or flight. So when you're feeling like that stressful fight or flight, helping to stimulate this nerve, you know, by deep breathing, we think of like deep breathing, like, okay, I'm good, but you're actually creating a physical response in your body to help you cope mm-hmm. with stress. So yeah, that's, you know, such a small thing that can, you know, do such, you know, such big impact. So yeah, that the deep breathing, humming is another one. I don't know if you guys have heard of humming, like just creating this sound in the back of your throat. Humming can sometimes just, you know, also stimulates the vagus nerve, kind of calms everything down. So just a few simple things. What about you, Julie? If you find yourself feeling a little bit wound up, is there anything that you do right in the moment?
Yeah. One thing I try and do as much as I can, especially if I'm feeling like a little stressed, is I go outside. You know, outside, even if it's okay. So one thing would be, I find walking beside water very soothing, and also in a forest, mm-hmm. those two places. So if I can, I try to plan a walk down by the lake. I'm not that far from the lake, so there's a good lake path there. I just find just staring at the lake is extremely calming. Okay. Now I just can't stop and do that every 5 minutes. I mean, but if mm-hmm. I feel I'm getting overwhelmed by things, that's what I do, is go for a walk mm-hmm. by the lake. But even if I go out in my backyard, I have a garden and I am a gardener, you know, in the spring and summer, there's nothing more soothing to me than being out there digging in the dirt. I love it. This time of the year, a bit tricky because it's still really spongy, but I went out yesterday and the lilac buds are really fat. And I found, mm-hmm. would you believe, oriental poppies coming up? Like the leaves are like this big already. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, that's just amazing. Right. Made me feel really happy. And so yeah. something like that, just to break that kind of feeling of, oh no, just go outside and you'll find yourself getting interested in what's out there. And maybe mm-hmm. that will turn it around a little bit. That I find that helpful. You know?
Yeah. And it's, we talked about this before too. I'm having like all these little aha moments. We talked about this before too, how you can't have like a negative thought, a negative feeling and a positive one at the same time. Right. Yeah. So if you, like you said, are going outside and you're finding that joy, whether it's in your garden or by the lake, I mean, I'd like to be, you know, by the ocean somewhere and looking at turquoise waters, but if I can find it in my backyard.
Yes. If we could.
Yeah. But just finding those little, you know, those little things that bring us joy can help to, you know, push those other thoughts and feelings out.
Yeah. That makes a big difference. And the other thing too, I guess, you know, singing can be really helpful. I know if you like to sing, it yes. doesn't matter if you have a good voice or a bad voice. I mean, to sing along to a song that you absolutely love, sometimes that can just make you feel good just for a few minutes. That's just, and singing is actually really good for you physically too, apparently. So that's a good thing to think about, you know?
Yeah. And laughing is another one of those things. Again, you know, it helps to, here we go, stimulate the vagus nerve again, but yeah, it can just automatically boost your mood at the same time. Singing, laughing. I think that's all great.
I feel like things are like taking the time to stop and do something for yourself, like going to the beach, going out for a walk in the forest, singing along with your favorite song, and or meditation. Like they're all just that huge, like stopping and turning the focus back on yourself instead of all of the overwhelming things that have kind of taken over your thoughts is a sort of a big main point of that, I think, with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had so many other topics I wanted to talk about, but I knew this one was an important one. Doesn't it always happen that way?
Exactly.
So I did want to talk to you, Julie. I know in our conversations, I know that you are very social. I know that you do like to go out and, you know, take advantage of those around you and, you know, spend time with them. So I thought we have to have Julie's tips for celebrations and eating out. We have to make sure we get those in because I'm sure you've got a few of them in your back pocket.
Yes. Well, I have to say that for those people who, you know, are still maybe in the stage where I was for a while, where I was almost dreading going out because I was thinking, oh no, am I going to go off program? Am I going to do something stupid? Am I going to wreck my progress? I used to almost dread social things for a while there, but I had a complete turnaround when I realized, you know, I love the fact that Gina says, it's your birthday, eat the cake and then move on. Right. I love that. I don't know. I took that into myself and thought, yep, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I'm getting, okay. So here's a couple of tips. First of all, when it comes to, like, I'm a sweet hound. I love chocolate. As I said, I love sweets, but I'm extremely selective now. Okay. If I'm going to have something sweet, it's got to be homemade and really good or from a really good bakery. I'm not just going to have a Tim Hortons donut or a store-bought chocolate chip cookie, right? So that's helpful if you're more selective that way. That's kind of fun. Yeah. Another little tip that I do a lot is if I'm going out for lunch or dinner, which I do, you know, I always look up the menu ahead of time to see what they have. And then I think, well, what do I feel like right now today? What do I think I might like for dinner? Okay, well, I could have the salmon. That looks really good. And, you know, whatever. I love salmon. And it's funny because I didn't really like salmon that much before I started the program. It was okay. Actually, I find it delicious now, which is, I think your taste buds do change quite a bit.
They do.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can look things up ahead of time and then there's no stress. I get there and I know what I'm going to have and it's not a problem, right? So that's really good. Another thing is, I guess I can't eat what I used to eat. I guess that's the other thing too. I can't eat the amount that I used to eat, which is kind of funny. And I had to go to an afternoon tea, which I really enjoyed actually the other day. And I found that I was so interested in the conversation and what we were talking about and everything else. Yes, I had a couple of little sandwiches because of course you're going to have that at a tea. But for me, the best part of the tea is a scone. So I thought, right, I'm going to have a scone. And then I'm going to pull back on the sweets. I don't really care about the sweets so much. I care about that scone. So I kind of made that choice. But the rest of the day, I had all my normal meals and snacks. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to starve myself so I can pig out at the tea. I said, no, I'm going to have breakfast. I'm going to have fruit snack. I'm going to have lunch, which was the tea. And then I had my nut snack. And then I had soup for supper with a little bit of salad because I didn't really feel that hungry. And the next day, I think I was up 0.2, which was no big deal. And I was like, oh yeah, whatever. I knew that was going to happen with the tea. And that's the other thing. I don't really stress about the scale anymore because I used to, but it's like now it doesn't control my mood or how I feel the rest of the day. It's, oh yeah, I was up because I had salty food. Yeah. Okay. Well, just keep that in mind for today. Like just make sure there's more water. Right. So I think that's helpful. You know, if you can think of it that way, not to stress about things like that. And also, if you do have a Tuesday and you do eat something really, you know, kind of, I don't know, crazy or whatever, when you're out for dinner, move on. Just say to yourself the next day, I had a really good time. I had what I wanted. And now today I'm going to have a really great Livy day and, you know,
it was worth it, right? You didn't feel like you had to, you know, make all these big grand plans or these big massive decisions. You just, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to have. And I'm going to move on from it.
And that's really important, the moving on. Cause I think, again, women often tend to beat themselves up a lot about making choices like that and say, oh my God, I had that really horrible donut or whatever. It's like, yeah, you did. And it's done. So like, how about you just go back to normal now the next day? And the living method works, as we know. And you find that if you go back to eating properly and you want to, because that's what you prefer now anyway, you know, mm-hmm. it tends to, those little indulgences just slide right off again, you know? So mm-hmm. it's good, mm-hmm. but it's a calmer place to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew this conversation was going to be great. I mean, we talked a couple times and I was just like, oh man, I want to talk to Julie. I think she could talk for hours. And I think we could, but I don't think we're allowed.
I could talk for hours. Ask my friends. They'll tell you the same thing.
Yeah. I'm not sure we're allowed here. I'm not sure our team is up for hanging around with us for a few more hours, but thank you so much, Julie, for coming on and chatting with us. And so something you said off earlier was that you're moving a little bit more now, or you're moving more now than you ever had, and you're thanking your dog. So we're going to challenge you and the rest of the members next week. We are going to start this 5-day squat challenge. So we've been talking squats around here quite a bit after Dr. Tam came on and was saying that was, you know, one of the holy grail exercises that we should put in. We're going to do that fun, have that fun next week. So starting Wednesday next week, we're going to be doing a 5-day squat challenge. We're going to be putting a call out to our members to join us, to post their pictures, post their videos. And we'll also be giving tips. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be giving tips, how to get started, proper technique, how to modify if you need to. We want everybody to be able to take part and get those glutes and legs on fire. Yeah, it should be a good time. And it's also coming into the middle of March. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. So we can't let mm-hmm. that go by without having a bit of fun. So there's a lot going on next week. We've got the time change coming this weekend. The clocks are changing. We've got St. Patrick's Day coming. So we just thought, let's give everybody a challenge. Might as well just really amp it up.
It kind of revs you up when you do something different like that. You know, it's always good to throw something different in. So. Yeah.
So I'll be looking for your name in the group saying you got your squats in.
I'll be doing it.
Motivating everybody else. You too, Cam. I'm going to see your name in there too.
Yeah, I will be doing them. I've implemented it since Dr. Tam was on and I'm feeling good about it. They're getting easier.
Yeah, they get easier. The first couple of days I find is tough and sometimes your knees and hips can sound like... clicking and clacking the whole time.
It's like if you haven't gone horseback riding for a while, then you get that feeling all the way down the inside of your legs. It's like, you find muscles you never thought you had, right? So,
yeah. But Dr. Tam said, if we feed our joints, they'll be healthier. And the best way to feed them is through movement. So squats it is. Good. So Kim, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
And Julie, I mean, I love this conversation. Like I said, I think we could go for hours. So I'll give you a call. We'll have you back again.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you came. Okay. We will see you guys next week. Thanks for joining us. And we hope you have a great Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.